بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last week we had discussed the prohibition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had laid down as far as unnecessarily associating with and befriending the Yahud and Nasara, the people of disbelief. And we had also mentioned the wisdom behind this particular prohibition, that this becomes a means of a person protecting and preserving his iman. By not associating with those who do not have iman, this becomes a means of the preservation of our own iman. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that this protection and preservation of our iman is in reality not going to benefit Allah. Rather, this is for our own benefit. It's going to assist and help us. And that person who does not want to abide by the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah reminds us that very easily and quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to replace this person, to bring somebody else who will genuinely and sincerely abide by the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah cautions us in this verse that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O those who have iman, those who have belief, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ, whosoever from amongst you turns away from his deen, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ, then soon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another group of people. And then Allah mentions the attributes of this particular group, يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ, he will love them and they will love him. In other words, indicating to us that that person who wants to abide by the commands, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the most important ingredient for this is the muhabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person has love for Allah, then this will enable him to very easily abide by the laws and commands of Allah. And then continuing with the attributes, Allah says, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, they will be soft towards the believers, yet firm against the disbelievers. So when dealing with people of iman, then they will be gentle, they will be tolerant, they will be kind. But when they are faced with kufr, with disbelief, and the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will be firm. They will not waver in their stance. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ, they will strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will not fear the rebuke, the reproach of anyone. Again, this is a very important attribute for any person who wants to remain firm on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wants to lead his life in a manner that is pleasing to Allah, is that he should not fear the reproach, the rebuke of anyone. Many a times we find that one of the most common obstacles that present itself and prevents a person from fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the concern, the worry, what will people say. So here Allah says this group of people are such that people will mock at them, they will taunt them, they will ridicule them, they will question them, but لا يخافون, they will not fear the reproach of anyone. They will continue to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah then says that is the bounty of Allah which He gives to whomsoever He wishes. These attributes, this type of connection with Allah, Allah gives it to whomsoever He wishes, who He chooses. Allah is all-encompassing, most knowledgeable. In other words, Allah knows who is deserving of this. But of course, for us, we have to make an effort to try and bring these attributes, these qualities within our life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the people of iman that who should we be associating with, who should we be befriending? So Allah says, إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, your ally, your friend, your helper is only Allah and His messenger and the people of iman. And who are they? الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ, those who establish salah and they give zakat and they submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are your allies, these are your friends, these are the people who you should be spending time with. And remember, if the worry, if the concern is there, that I need to have a good relationship with the people of disbelief, in case they are given some power, some authority over me, then this should not be, this you should not have this fear and concern. Why? وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, Allah says, that person who will befriend Allah and His Rasul and the believers, then فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ, then remember, verily the group of Allah, the party of Allah, will always be dominant, will always be victorious. So this is where you should place your trust, your reliance upon Allah and His Rasul and the people of iman. Allah give us correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.